Inner Child Part 3, The Journey of Inner Child Emotional Processing. Inner child healing is a reintegration between inner child and you in the present moment, so that you can cultivate a union moving forward. After considering what inner child reintegration is about from the last episode, let's now take a look at the journey of emotional processing. This is because if you do not know how to process your emotions, then you won't quite grasp inner child reintegration. So here are six things to consider for the inner child emotional processing journey. Number one, we identify how our feelings have separated ourselves from our inner child. When we begin to witness our feelings as something much deeper than what appears on the surface, is when we begin to truly walk the path of healing. Low vibrations are unconscious patterns of feeling, while high vibrations are conscious. To identify deeper levels of our feelings means that we must awaken to them in the first place. So when we're in the midst of suffering, hurt, or pain, it's easy to focus on the surface level of the emotion and what situation has triggered it. But it takes a lot of energy in those moments to awaken the unconscious pattern of feeling so that you can then explore it. To explore, move, and transcend emotions, you must be a willing, active, and conscious participant. To identify the seeds of how your suffering, pain, and hurt has journeyed with you through many areas of your life, from childhood into adulthood, possibly begins as an external view of your reality or the people or situations that affected your suffering. But more so, it is a conscious inner recognition that allows you to look yourself in the mirror and say, I see you, I hear you, I feel you, I know you, everything about you, everywhere you've been, everything you've endured along the way. Number two, we pinpoint areas of significance that gives us insight into how we have nurtured the separation. Being able to fully witness ourselves and where our suffering and pain comes from is a powerful step in understanding how we have nurtured or perpetuated it throughout our lives. For example, many people find themselves in the same type of relationships over and over and over again, which may not be working for them, and which may even accentuate their inner wounds. When you can pinpoint areas of your life that you find a recycling of unwanted energy or source of suffering that does not serve you, then you can begin to pick out the patterns of your emotional imprints. And if you are able to trace enough significant areas of your life that you have nurtured through your suffering and unwanted emotions, you may even notice a pattern of growth from a seed of something much deeper, such as a childhood trauma or separation of some kind that left a scar, wound, or imprint between you and your inner child. Number three, we turn to our heart for transcendence or lifting of energy. When we begin to understand that many of our present-day emotional wounds are growing weeds from much deeper seeds, which are often found in our childhood or before, such as ancestral wounds, we begin to loosen our grip and instead birth compassion. We birth compassion for ourselves as children. We birth compassion for our parents. We birth compassion for our grandparents. We birth compassion for our ancestors. We birth compassion for our children. The heart plays a major role in processing emotions, which are simply energy channels in the body for us to feel differences in vibrational frequency. The heart is the doorway to our spirit, and our spirit introduces transcendence into our experience through the journey of emotions. Transcendence occurs with a lifting of energy, and this often occurs with emotional processing. Processing emotion is about understanding that we can go from a low vibration into a high vibration. This is done through the integration or union between our physical form and our spiritual form, which takes place in the passageways of the heart. An open heart allows our spirit to meet our body, upon which a state of transcendence can occur, especially when working through any lower vibrational state. On the other hand, a closed heart meets things with resistance or blockage, closing us off from transcending lower vibrations. Number four, we show up more willingly to open our hearts in any situation. Understanding that the heart plays a major role in processing emotions makes us more willing to tend to the heart. This includes becoming more conscious during our triggers, becoming more aware of how we feel every moment of every day, and choosing to hold a more compassionate space for ourselves and our healing, as well as for others. This means that in any situation, you must be willing to check in with your heart and see where it's at. Is it open to receiving and embracing the situation, or is it feeling closed, reserved, in resistance, or in fear or judgment? Analyzing the situation allows you to put your heart first. This means that you are also simultaneously growing your deep inner being connection and truth, because the heart is where your spirit shines through. Meaning, if you walk into a situation and you feel that your heart is closed and resisting, analyzing the space, is your heart trying to tell you something, or are you reacting through internalized fear? Would it be harmful to shift and approach the situation with more of an open heart and compassion? Or is this inner feeling telling you to leave the situation altogether? You may find that there's a lot of situations that you encounter upon which you can be more open. Maybe it's a restaurant and you don't like anything on the menu, but you're there with your partner or a friend and they want to eat there. You can absolutely open your heart more and try something new. Or maybe it's an argument that you're having with your partner. In what ways are you in resistance to what they're saying? Or in what ways are you judging them? What areas can you pinpoint where you can approach them with more of an open, compassionate, and understanding heart instead of a closed, judging, and resisting heart? You must be willing to hear the heart in every situation in order to connect more with it and cultivate an open yet protective and sacred space for yourself. This will also help you in areas of discernment. So going back to the questions of, are you reacting through internalized fear? Is your inner feeling telling you to leave a situation? Or is it telling you to open up more? All of these questions are questions of discernment. Connecting to your heart more will allow you to navigate your inner discernment more and more. Number 5, we let go because we know that our inner child can never expand in union with us if we hold it in a state of limitation or disempowerment. Letting go is essential in processing emotions. It is part of the transcendence that occurs within ourselves when we lift from lower vibrations into higher vibrations. Letting go is the release of energy that was once stored as resistance in the body. I often get asked, but how do I let go? And the answer is simple, yet one of the hardest things for our human bodies to do. When you feel a lower vibration that the body is holding as resistance, such as anger, resentment, judgment, or fear, visualize that feeling as a ball of tangled and knotted string in front of you. As you begin to get to work loosening the knots and ball of string, imagine yourself lifting that as feeling too, meaning the anger begins to lift into something that feels lighter and lighter. The more knots you get out, the more untangled you get that ball of string, the more the energy lifts in the body. Begin to associate an untangling of your emotions. Eventually, the ball of tangled string becomes smooth, loose, and untangled. How do you feel when that happens? Of course, you feel more relief, more softness. And as you feel more relief and more softness, there is also a letting go that occurs too. The reason why there is a letting go is because you are allowing your body to feel the process from resistance into ease. And as long as you allow the process and follow through with it, meaning you do not feel the ease and relief of an untangled ball of string only to say, no, I want to tangle this up again, meaning you allow yourself to let go, you allow yourself to feel ease, you allow that ball of string to be in its softer, more easeful, untangled state. Many people do not allow themselves to let go. They feel that they must hold on because a big injustice was done to them, or a trauma, or even trying to justify a fear or a limitation. Because of these deeply ingrained beliefs, they make it an excuse to hold on. But there's nothing that you need to hold on to. Why? Because there's nothing in this world, emotions included, that you own or attach to. All of our attachments are emotional based. We may physically feel our attachments, but we always have a choice to hold on or to let go of physical things. Nobody said that you need to carry a table around with you everywhere you go. Nobody even says that you need to carry around your phone with you everywhere you go. Even friends come and go. Family members stick around much longer, but eventually, we all transition into spirit alone, without attachments, without physical attachments, with only our energy. So let go of your emotional attachments, but first, you may need to understand why you have them in the first place. This might mean going back to number one, which is identifying how our feelings have separated ourselves from our inner child. When we're unable to let go, we hold our inner child in a space of limitation or disempowerment, which will always prevent our inner child from integrating with us here and now in union. The calling to let go means that space is being made to invite the lifting of the inner child into your here and now. And lastly, number six, we find more ways to reach for joy, wonder, excitement, and gratitude in our daily lives so that we may witness the reunion with the eyesight of God. Remember, the inner child holds the eyesight of God. So when we're able to reach for more joy, wonder, excitement, and gratitude, it invites us to stay in the transcendence of our emotions. This invites us to stay in the lightness of our energy, the higher vibrations of our energy. It invites us to stay in the playfulness of our inner child. It invites us to stay in this union of soul and body. It invites us to stay in the untangled ball of string. And in this state of more ease, more flow, more joy, more wonder, more excitement, more gratitude, alignment and inspiration flows more freely, and your inner guidance shows you more alignment and more inspiration to not only feel internally, but begin to create externally too.